can kill our potential. In bahasa Indonesia, kekhawatiran akan membunuh kekuatan kita. I still remember on Sunday 27th of June, we were all shocked, maybe frustrated by the news that Darwin had locked down because the coronavirus has entered into Darwin. And according to the news, this virus is very dangerous and very quickly contagious and deadly. Darwin locked down 48 hours at the time. And on Monday afternoon, after the press conference, lockdown extended until Friday. Hearing that news, who is not afraid? I'm afraid. Who doesn't worry about that news? Who doesn't panic and frustrated? Because in my country, in Indonesia, this coronavirus is so deadly for many, many people. Hospitals no longer have beds for those who are sick. Our sister called me from Jakarta. She said her neighbor died from coronavirus. There are no ambulance to take the body to grave. No people help that died. Only family to bury themselves. Recently, my auntie died from coronavirus. My schoolmate also died from coronavirus. My neighbors in Indonesia and many of my family members died from coronavirus. And according to my brothers who live in Jakarta, he said, almost 10 minutes, the ambulance carrying people who have died because of the coronavirus. So very sad, scary. Brother and sister in Christ Jesus, talking about worry. We had reading from first reading this morning, Luke chapter 12, verse 22 to 34. And this morning, or today, we learn also from the story of Peter, the second reading, who had experienced the miracle of walking on water. Peter said, Lord, tell me to come to you on water. Jesus said, come. Come, Peter. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when Peter saw the wind, he was worried, he was scared, and beginning to sing, cried out, help me, Jesus, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and catch him. You of little faith, Jesus said, why did you doubt? Why did you worry? Why did you scare? At first, Peter bravely stepped on the water. Okay? His faith was so firm that the power of God worked mighty in him. But when he felt a storm around him and began to allow worry to take over his heart, the power of God stopped working in Peter. He could no longer walk on water, fell, and even lost the ability to swim. Yes, the Bible records Peter eventually drowning. Brother and sister in Christ Jesus, we can see how worry really harms the potential that exists within us. How many children of God were initially used by God in terms of serving God? How many children of God were initially able to maximize their work? But the current world situation, according to Luke 12, verse 25, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? It forces our natural human beings to look at the bills that come along with our declining incomes, makes us very worried about the future. But when we realize it, worrying doesn't do us any good at all. In fact, it is very possible that what happened to Peter, we also experience. We are initially full of enthusiasm, suddenly lost our ability and potential. We cannot think clearly, and as a result, we lose the great potential that should grow within us. I got experience about worry with my family. Before we pray, Effie already told his son, and he also his experience about his son also. A few years ago, we were a bit worried about my son, Jerry. He not interested, come or goes to church anymore. He has good reasons that make him not come to church anymore. But my wife and I, we keep praying for him. We hold on to God's promise, which says, what is impossible for man, what is impossible for a human, is not impossible for God. We keep willing and we avoid arguing with my son. You know, every time we attend communion in the church, every time I took bread, every time I took wine, I say my name, my son's name, Jerry Lord, Jerry Lord. And one day, when we had family retreat in Jabiru, we shared bedroom with him. We have time together talk about this, about that, about his work and everything. And we had a time morning walk together with him. And suddenly, he said to me, Dad, Mom, I got girlfriend now. I said, what? Girlfriend? Yes. He's believe in God, Mom. He's gone to church, Lutheran church. I said, wow. And we saw that they had gone to church and we even went to church with them a few times already. They already engaged last June. And that girl said, I would like to marry in the church. So, brother and sister in Christ Jesus, we saw that they had problem. Yeah, whatever our problem, whatever your problem or worry, let's leave it to God, because He really loves you. He really loves us. Worrying will make us weak and make us doubt the power of God. Come on now. Accept the promise of God, which says that this is the season for us to bear fruit. Don't let worry grow and kill the potential in your life. Keep going up to the upper attic until we experience the fullness of the Holy Spirit more and more. It is the Holy Spirit who will enable us to live by believing and not by seeing. We are unable to realize that the Spirit that is within us is actually for greater than all the challenges that are in front of us, so that we continue to triumph over the challenges in our lives. Brother and sister in Christ Jesus, faith and trust in God give you a feeling of rest of body, peace of mind, contentment of heart, and spiritual well-being. When you know that God loves you, you know everything is going to be okay, including His taking care of everything. Then you have peace of mind and you can just rest in the Lord. But worry can kill you. The Bible tells us fear had torment. Ketakutan membuat kita tersiksa. 1 John chapter 4 verse 18. How true. Fear is kill you. You can worry yourself sick. Worry yourself to death. This is why faith in Christ Jesus, His word, in the greatest cure that you could possibly have faith. Faith is the opposite of worry. Faith is opposite of fear. And when you have faith, you cannot worry. You cannot fear. You either have one or the other. If fear displays faith and replace fear with faith, and you have got solution. So, rest your case with Him. He never fails. And if you truly trust Jesus, trust Him, He will see you through. God expects us to do all we can. Then He will do what we can. When Jesus went to raise Lazarus from the dead, He told the people, "Roll ye away the stone." You can read from John 11, verse 39. He could have made Lazarus walk right through the stone. So why did they have to roll it away? Rolling the stone away from the door of the tomb was something they could do. They couldn't raise him from the dead, but they could roll the stone away. God's not always going to do it for you when you can do it for yourself. And He said to Moses, "What is in your hand?" Exodus chapter 4, verse 2. He usually lets you do what you can do. Then He does what you can't do. Jesus said, "Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Ask, and ye shall receive." From Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. So if you do not go around looking, you're not going to find. Maybe all 9 doors are shut, and you are only going to find 1 open. But are you just going to sit there and say, "Lord, reveal it to me"? No. God expects us. God expects you to put feet to your prayers. Get out and do a little hoofing and hoop. If you know you are doing your best to please and obey Him, God will do almost anything for you. Some of the most amazing things you could possibly imagine. So my brothers and my sister in Christ Jesus, let us learn from our reading this morning about worry. Worry will kill our potential. Worry will kill our faith. Worry will kill our happiness. So I believe, brother and sister in Christ Jesus, through my sermon this morning, I want to encourage you all, throw away all your worry. Strengthen your faith in Him. Strengthen our faith in God. Because God is our shepherd. Good, our shepherd, who loves us, and He will take care for us as His sheep. If we read this morning from Matthew chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus immediately said to His disciples, said to us, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid. Don't be worried about your life, about your journey, about your future, about everything." So, brother and sister in Christ Jesus, let us learn. Many things sometimes make us worry. Family, our sickness, our neighbors, or everything. But Jesus said, "It is I. It is me. Don't be afraid. I am your God. I am your Savior." So, in my prayer, let us continue walk with Him. Trust in Him. Put your faith, put your trust, put your faith into God's. Because God never changes yesterday, today, and forever. Let us pray. I would like to invite you all. Let us take time to a few seconds in silence to reflect our reading this morning about worry and about Peter, because his worry about something make him sing. But we praise God. God always there. Whenever we cry to God, God immediately gets our hand. Brother and sister in Christ Jesus, are you worried right now? What problems make you worry? Any sickness, any something to make you worry? Jesus said, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Don't be worried. Thank you, Jesus, for wonderful time that we can gather together to hear your voice. Help us, because sometimes we have experience like Peter. When we hear news, when we hear something to make us sink. But we praise you, Lord. Because every time we have experienced like worry, scare, every time we cry to you, O Lord, you save us, you help us, you catch our hands, O Lord. You know this congregation, Living Water Uniting Church, O Lord. You know, each of them, O Lord, their problems, they need, Lord, in this time we ask you to answer their prayer. Continue walk with them, O Lord. You never leave us alone as a open, but you always there every time we call your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. All this prayer we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.